Okay, so in this lesson, we'll be talking through the Easy Refresh Chrome extension homework that was set in Module 1. And that homework included checking for specific content on the page, notifying the user using the Chrome Notifications API when that specific content was found, and to make the Chrome extension work across multiple tabs with different refresh rates and searching for different content on the different tabs. So there's a number of different approaches we could take to solving this problem. Probably no right or wrong answer, but I'll show you what I've come up with that seems to work pretty well. So let's go over to Visual Studio Code and take a look. Okay, so this is the updated manifest file. And as you can see, actually, a lot of things have been stripped out from here. So there's no longer a pop-up HTML. The JavaScript and CSS, there's no options folder. All that stuff has gone. And pretty much everything is now driven through the content script, as I figured that would be the simplest approach. So other approaches I thought you could do would be to use the Chrome.alarms API in the service worker to monitor an array of tabs and refresh them at the appropriate intervals and check for the specific content on each tab, or to use content scripts and to have an array of tab IDs and the refresh rate and specific content that we're looking for in each one. But it all gets pretty complicated pretty quickly. And I think a far easier solution was to actually use the query strings in the URL of each tab to identify the refresh rate and the content that we're searching for. So if I show you the service worker now, it only does two things here. Firstly, is when you actually click on the Chrome extension icon now, we have an action.onClickedAddListener, which is going to send a message to the active tab with the type createBanner. So in the content script, we will receive that message and prepend the Easy Refresh banner to the page. And then the only other thing that we're doing in the service worker is to actually create a notification for the user. So you can't use Chrome.notifications in the content script directly. You need to send a message to the service worker, receive it, and then create the notification here. And whilst we're here, just a quick note to say that this notification string, they should be unique for each notification. So all this code is doing here is basically saying it's notification, and then we're generating a unique number, which is the Unix timestamp or epoch time. And then we're going to use that to uniquely identify our notification and just say that it's a basic notification. We're going to use the icon of the Chrome extension. Title is Easy Refresh, and the message is going to say found the content that we're checking for on the page, so we stopped refreshing. So in the content script here, we add a listener at the top here, which is going to be listening for this request.type of create banner, which will be sent from the service worker when the user clicks on the extensions icon. At that point, it will then call create banner, and I've upgraded the banner and added in the controls where we'll be able to specify the refresh interval in a numeric input field. And then the content that we'll be searching for, we've also added a text input for that here. Added a button to start the refreshing and a button to cancel the refreshing. Appended all those to our banner, and then we prepend the banner onto the document.body. Now, it struck me once I'd done all of these that actually using some inline elements might be easier. So I just wanted to show you that if you did want to do that, that would look something like this. So you can just simplify that and create your banner that way. And then, of course, you have to add it to the document body and then hook up the event handlers for the start button and cancel button. I just wanted to show you there's a shorter way to create HTML inline as opposed to doing it this way. So now when they click on the start refresh button, as I said earlier, it's going to be URL based. So what we're doing now is basically grabbing the values of the refresh rate and if there's any content to check for. So we will get the current URL, which we get from window.location.href, create a new URL object so we can manipulate it easier. And then we're just going to grab the refresh rate and the content to check for from the input fields that we've got in our banner. And then for the URL, we're going to set these search parameters and just update them with the variables that we've set just up here. And then this is as it was before. Instead of doing a window.location.reload, we're going to actually update the current URL to the URL that we've generated up here. And then we're going to add a countdown timer as well to the label. It just counts down every second, so you know how long is left before the next refresh. And then And then finally, we are checking if the content we're checking for is actually there in the inner HTML. If it is, we're sending a message using chrome.runtime.sendMessage to the service worker, which we'll be listening for here. And that will be the thing that actually generates the notification. We've got the stop refresh here, which just sets our canceled variable to true and removes the banner from the page. And then we have this final function, which is to check if the page is refreshing. So we're going to check for these query string values. And if we find them, then we'll create the banner so we can show our refresh duration, the content we're checking for, and we'll start off the countdown to say we're refreshing the page in X number of seconds and start that refresh. So yeah, this is the content script approach, and I'll show you that in action now. Okay, so I've actually just realized that you're not going to see the notifications when they come in, so I've moved the window over to the right-hand side of my super wide monitor so you can see the notification when it comes in. Also made a couple of changes to the code, having quickly just tested it. So anyway, we're no longer calling create banner, we're calling create banner inline elements, which, as I showed you before, has the HTML now in a string, which makes it much easier to read and to add new elements to. So yeah, we're now using this create banner inline elements at the appropriate places. So let me show you this solution in action. So I'll just refresh the extension and then we'll go to the transfer news on the good old BBC Sport website, where they report on breaking news on football transfers in the UK. And we will leave the refresh interval, let's say, searching every 5 seconds. And we'll search for a club called Liverpool. So I'm going to hit start. I'm just going to start this countdown there. There's our countdown timer coming. And just going to see if we can find Liverpool on this page. And it doesn't appear to be on there at the moment. So let me just cancel that, and then we should do a search for Arsenal, since we know Arsenal's there. Hit start. So there's our Chrome notification. Found Arsenal on the page. Stop refreshing. The banner's been removed because it stopped, because it's found the content. Yeah, the icon doesn't show up that well then. Probably use a different icon that's a bit more eye-catching, but at least it's working. And as we're just using the query strings to check for the refresh rate and content text, you can have multiple URLs open. So we could have this weather one open and we could say we just want to refresh that every 10 seconds. And we're going to search for hailstone just in case it's going to start hailing. Okay, and that will operate independently of the other tab that we've got open. I'll refresh now and check for hailstone. Good, there's not going to be any hailstone today, which is no surprise seeing it is getting into summer over here. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I'll leave a link to the code in the resources section below, and I'll see you in the next lesson.